David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And I'm very excited. We have some special guests today. And before we begin, I just want to just give a shout out to iHeartRadio and Spreaker for being for our sponsors for this show. They have been very supportive, and they are a great podcast platform, and they support us every step of the way. So thank you so much, Spreaker and iHeartRadio, for sponsoring this podcast today. So today I have Dion and Anya on our show. They are holistic wealth coaches, and they have a Anya is she's a peak performer, and she is an alignment coach. And then we have Dion, who is a business coach, and he's a high performance and team trainer. And I am very excited because the two of them work together, and they've created this beautiful company that is all about holistic wealth. And it's about getting out of the hustle and being able to work smarter, you know, to be able to make more and work less and not have to kill yourself. Because a lot of people think, you know, working harder, you're going to make more, you know, that's the only way to do it. And then people burn themselves out and they actually hurt their health. So they're going to show you today with their experience and their knowledge and some tools and tips and strategies on how you could actually make more and work less. And they're going to share a beautiful story behind how they've gotten to this point and what brought them to this area of their life. So Dion and Anya, I am so excited to have you on the show. I am just thrilled. Can you tell everybody a little about yourself and what you both do? Can we start with you, Anya?
Sure. I'm very happy to start. I will try to be succinct because I either use too many words or too few. I became a coach in around the age of 30. And the reason for that was because initially I thought I was going to become a nutritionist. We were talking a little bit about nutrition beforehand. I was fascinated. I suddenly made this really strong connection between what we eat and what manifests in our body. I used to get really, really terrible rashes on my face and hives all over my body. And I made this one tweak, which was completely by accident. It was actually through getting the flu, and figured out that I was just allergic to dairy, even though none of the tests that I'd done, allergy tests that I'd done before, showed that up. So I thought I was going to become a nutritionist. I trained to become a health coach. And then as I started health coaching, I realized that I was missing some tools because there are a lot of people know what they need to do and they just couldn't make themselves do it.
Yeah.
So I needed to deepen my tools, and I ended up discovering Tony Robbins at around this time as well.
Yes.
Long story short, I thought, okay, I need to become a Tony Robbins coach. And I found out that one of the best ways to do that was to do a coach's training Coach Training Institute. And I whacked that on my credit card because I was not making much money at the time, and showed up and then met some nice people, including Dion on the first day. And I remember looking at his badge saying, "Hi, is your name Dion? Is that how you pronounce?" And he said, "Yes." And then I walked off. And then what happened is that, well, we did get together. There's a really fantastic story behind that. But I went on to then two or three years later joining Tony Robbins and becoming a coach there, and stayed there for 7 years. But the big thing for me during that entire period is that I was really struggling with a lot of shame in myself. I was really struggling with feeling like I hadn't really properly achieved much in my life, that I'd been dabbling in lots of stuff. And even though I was doing really well as a coach in that organization, I still felt like I was blocked, and I couldn't quite figure out what I needed to do. And I've always been super conscientious, so I worked hard, but I felt like I was not receiving an adequate return on my efforts.
Yes.
Roll forward a few years, I did several very expensive marketing courses, and I just couldn't get them to work. And I'm a person with a degree, a bachelor's degree, a postgrad qualification as well. So I'm not stupid, but I just couldn't get this to work.
Yeah.
And that led me down various rabbit holes, together with having kids, and then my son, who's very much like me in his personality, was having troubles at school. And we took him to a psychologist, and the psychologist said, "Oh, he might be autistic, or maybe he has ADHD." And that for me was, I mean, it was like, am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Of course, yeah.
It was a complete head fuck, like, what
yeah.
is going on? I definitely didn't associate that. I had been diagnosed as dyslexic as an adult as well, but I just thought, what, how does this work? I don't understand. And that led me to some very, very deep research, and made me realize that I do, in fact, have ADHD. And then I got that verified officially.
Yeah.
Also, the autism side of things, only in the last 5 years have they understood that there's that the traditional perspective on autism, it does not apply to high masking undiagnosed women.
Yes.
And as I've been going deeper and deeper into this research, suddenly everything is beginning to make sense to me, and I can see how, even as a coach, even following the methods that I've been t very different methods, lots of, I'm always studying, so like lots of
Yeah.
different and tools that I had in my tool belt, sometimes I wasn't reaching sometimes I wasn't reaching all of my clients, and I realized that just the brains don't fit into this model. We need to take a different approach, just like
Yeah.
I needed to take a different approach. And that's a really long way to say that I've come to realize that food, nutrition, health, healthy body, healthy mind
Yes.
are really, really important. If you have a neurodivergence, your brain works in a completely different way. If you're undiagnosed, even
Yes.
you might be undiagnosed, but if you feel like something is not making sense in your life, that could well be that your brain just works differently, and you need to take a different approach.
Yes.
And it's just so wonderful to be able to support both neurotypical and neurodivergent people in ways which have now become much more authentic to me, as I've
Yeah.
stepped away from sort of the models I was given by other people.
Right.
And that's led us oh, and I should say, meantime, we had been doing some collaborating, Dion and I, and at a certain point, we decided, well, we should probably start doing this together. But now maybe you should tell your story about how we got here, because I guess I've talked for quite a long time.
People have switched to another channel now.
Back.
Well, it's funny though, because listening to you, I learned something that I also about myself that I hadn't realized. But my path was slightly different, probably typical technical university degree, going to corporate, doing an MBA, going back and forth between consulting roles and senior leadership roles,
Yes.
learning, doing new things. And I would push myself really hard. It's also the environment that I grew up in. Literally for more than 20 years, I slept 4 hours per night. I was flying
Wow.
around the world. I was
How many coffees a day were you drinking?
more than 40. Literally, there's this decade of my life where there's no pictures of me without a cup of coffee or a mug of coffee in my hand.
Wow.
I had a great time. I love learning. I was challenging myself, doing a lot of learning a lot of new things. Grossly overweight, always living in hotels. Had my first heart attack at 35, which was a bit
Wow.
unexpected. But I didn't see that as a sign yet. But I was definitely my health was off.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Also, a relationship with, I have two kids from my first marriage. I was rarely ever home, so I found that difficult.
Yes.
Then I met a coach, and at some point she made like a comment in passing, oh, maybe you should consider focusing less on your future or being less concerned with your future, but live in the present.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So I never realized that. And that's got quite intrigued by coaching, because as a consultant, you sort of tell the certified there's a problem, you analyze it, and you tell them, okay, these are your options, this is what you should do.
Right.
And she was just asking questions, very annoying, because I was like, okay, tell me what to do, I'll do it. So that was a bit of a struggle, but I got intrigued in the whole concept of coaching. So where, as you said, you started as a coach and you had to learn tools. I had all the tools, but I had to sort of be able to learn to ask better questions, especially to myself.
Right.
Left corporate, left consulting to start my own business, because I'm got my own ideas of how things are best to run. I loved it. Made all the mistakes at a even higher level, spending way too much time, I think, doing everything myself, not really realizing what was happening. But got completely overwhelmed, sold my business, and then shortly after, I thought, okay, now I have to really look into that coaching. Went on a coaching course. Coincided with a low point in my marriage, and then I met Anya, and it was like, oh wow! I mean, if this is possible, then what am I doing to myself?
Right.
2 weeks after meeting
I
Anya,
inspired him.
totally,
How cool is that? You did.
and you still do. It's not past tense, but okay. I was on a mission, so 2 weeks after meeting her, I told her I loved her and I wanted to be with her. That didn't quite resonate that evening, but
At the moment, I mean, I'm quite slow at processing, right? So I was like, brain does
you
not compute.
literally said, I was not expecting that, and then you just moved
I
on.
was stalling for time. I had no idea what to say.
Yeah.
Everything worked out. We got together. Anya was based in London, I was based in Amsterdam, so she moved
Quite quickly.
quite quickly. Yes,
Wow.
weeks. And both of us were in relationship then at the time still. So there was a lot of complexity. I had two older kids already. Anya came to the Netherlands, and then my whole health, well, went to pieces. Within the time span of 2 days, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer and an
Oh,
immediate
wow.
heart problem. And both of them were urgent. So we'd done the cancer operation and then the chemo and then open heart surgery.
Yeah.
Initially, then went well, and then in one evening everything literally went south, and they airlifted me at 4 o'clock in the morning with a helicopter to another hospital, which I reckon wasn't because of the traffic jams. And then they wheeled me into the operating room and they asked, "Well, is there something that you want us to tell your family?" And I
Oh.
still didn't get it. And I said, well, why shouldn't I do that myself? And said, well, you might not have the chance. And that was awful. I literally, the surgeon said, I asked him, what are my chances? And said, on a good day, 50%. And then I sort of asked myself the question, damn, what have I done? What am I leaving behind if I
Right.
don't know where Our eldest son, my third, was 4 months, I think, at the time.
Not even. I think he was 3 months
Yeah. So that was
before. Yeah.
afterwards the recovery. Obviously, everything went fine, else I wouldn't have been here. But it was a lot of soul searching then. Okay, well, who am I? How do I want to use this second part of my life, or this overtime that I've been given? And that's been an interesting journey, making tough choices,
Oh, yeah.
challenging my old concepts and beliefs. Yeah, and I guess that's how we go into the path of what we're doing now. Being an entrepreneur, realizing how you can make life hard for yourself, and how
Yes.
easy it is to ignore other things that are important. So we in our business, we have the tagline is we focus on achieving wealth below beyond money, and that's really what we've.
You must got that really badly wrong.
Yeah, it's 7:30 in the evening. I started at 6 this morning, so I'm running on fumes here at the moment.
You're
That's
not walking your dog then, are you? Oops. It's an option. I feel like people, sometimes we are hurting ourselves and we don't even realize it. But when we get to the point, like you did, when you have that life-changing moment where you're going to either live or die, and that really is a wake-up call for many people, because then you start really appreciating life differently. You start really having gratitude for things that you didn't even think about before. And you start really thinking about what's important to you, what really matters. And, unfortunately, sometimes it takes people to that point to actually open their eyes and realize, it'd be nice if people could do that earlier. I'm saddened that you had to get to that point to really, get that wake up call. But I'm sure when you went through that, I'm sure that, now you look at life in a totally different perspective, that life has new meaning for you probably.
Yeah, it's focusing on different things and learning to appreciate other things compared to what I'm doing before.
And also learning for you particularly, because, he's basically Dion's an alpha type, right? He's in it to win it,
Yeah.
push hard, take no prisoners. And it's been a lot of your journey has been learning how to let go and slow down and not need to be in control all of the time, which is really scary.
I'm being compassionate mainly towards
Yeah.
myself,
Yeah.
and I realize if I can't be compassionate with myself, then I can't be compassionate for other people either.
Right, exactly. And that's what you find a lot of times. You find people in business that they're working so hard, and that's the only way they think they could survive is by, just consistently working, consistently on that computer, consistently working with clients or patients, and they don't stop. They don't stop. And a lot of times I don't see those people really excelling the way they want to. All I see is them stressing out and just living life, but not really living it. They're just living to live. They're not living and enjoying and having that true happiness within.
Yeah, I would say that they're surviving rather than thriving.
Exactly.
That does remind me of a client. Well, I very briefly worked with her because she wasn't really ready for it, but she had a business which was growing really fast. She worked extraordinarily long hours, and I think she beat herself up pretty hard. She was really hard on herself. I don't know if I grammatically said that correctly. But she also expected that from her team. And she expected them to do really long hours and expected them to follow all of her rules, and found it very, very difficult to accept when people were behaving in a outside of her expectations. And it was clear that it caused her a lot of stress. And you have a there was another a woman, a young woman in Dubai who we worked with, who also has similar challenges.
Brilliant business person. Very young, early 30s, built an amazing business, cover of Forbes type of person, literally. But she would drive all her relationships into the ground.
Wow.
There she was, amazing business built.
Yeah.
lot of financial freedom because of that, but nobody to share it with.
Yeah, not only that, but her business can't grow because she's the major bottleneck.
Yeah. Do you know what's your solution when it comes to working less harder and thriving and being able to thrive? What have you found that are some tactics or strategies that people can implement in their life so they can get to that point where they're not killing themselves trying to make a buck or trying to elevate to the next level or trying to be able to not feel plateaued and feel like they're actually moving forward? What was your wake up call where you came out with that solution and you figured out, how do I work less, and I don't have to have that hard hustle and really come out as a winner, come out wealthy, come out, accomplishing, those goals that you're looking to accomplish?
For me, it was realizing that there were no more tools or tricks that I could apply to myself to be more productive even. And you can ask yourself the question, does it have to happen now? Is it important? What if I do this for 80%? And at some point I realize I now need to find it within myself to start involving other people, start trusting other people to do the work and asking for help. And the latter, and Anya, I see her nod. I still find that difficult.
Work in progress, but
Yeah,
definitely progress.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I realized at some point, also when I had my own business, there's other people who can do things much better and much faster than you can.
Yes.
Well, it's not even clever to try and do that yourself. And I realized, oh, I'm too much the center of everything. And can I be the sort of the conductor of the orchestra rather than playing the first violin and playing the first flute and the first cello and whatever?
Did you find that, by consistently working so hard and did you find yourself that you were trying to be in control of things? Like you were always trying to you nobody could do it better than you, and you felt like you had to do it, and because no one's going to do it the way you want to, and they weren't going to make your meet up to your expectations.
Yeah, totally, totally. And what I found, what made the difference for me is initially I would try to hand off tasks, and they wouldn't be done fast enough or well enough. And I finally realized that was because the instruction that I was incomplete, and you can never give a complete instruction. But what was lacking is providing the people around me with context. Why are we doing this? How is this important? How does this fit into the bigger picture? And which would then allow them to sort of fill in the blanks, the things that I hadn't told them. So they could start taking their own decisions. So at the time I invented the term delegating upwards, I felt like everybody whom I had hired was actually generating work for me because they gave me decisions or things to do. And I had to really learn to sort of push that back and say, this is the context, take your own decisions, and I need to learn to accept the outcome.
I like
You've
that.
led a lot of very small, very efficient, and highly effective
Teams, yeah.
teams, haven't you? And I remember stories of people asking you how
How
you're
you do
doing
it,
it.
yeah. That's a few of those things. So providing a lot of context, so people can fill in the gaps, but also and that it's a bit of a trap in today's business world where everything needs to be fast and immediate. A lot of teams talk about what they are doing, where we are, is the action list complete, and did you do your task yesterday, and why not?
Yes.
And I thought, well, I've hired people because of their skills and their knowledge and their experience, and let's not focus on them. Let's believe that they can do that. But let's start talking about how we work together, how we relate to one another, how do we make sure that we have a group culture that supports us feeling empowered and strong and trusting each other. It's a lot about communication. What do I need? What can you give me? What can you not give me? Setting expectations. How do we, so I call them rules of engagement. What are the rules of engagement in this team? How will we deal with one another if something like this happens?
Right.
Which actually, if we segue a little bit into neurodivergence here, if that's okay, Stacey,
Sure.
that's such a primary question to ask for a neurodivergent person, but in fact, all people. How do I work best? For example, for me, lighting is really important. If I have the wrong lighting, it can make me dizzy,
Yeah.
literally. I've paid like a lot of money to get into a museum before and had to leave after 20 minutes because I couldn't deal with the climate. So I need
Yes.
fresh air, I need good lighting. And if I'm not talking to somebody, if it's not a if I'm working by myself, I actually need music and I need a
Yeah.
certain type of music as well. And that can really keep me going. But I also need to remember to take breaks because if I
Right.
don't take breaks, then I wear myself out and then I come out like a zombie.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody should really be asking not me, themselves, how do I work best? What do I need to be able to perform at my best?
Yeah.
And see if you're working in a team environment.
I like that. I like that. Now, right now you're creating a new business. Both of you have decided to go into a different direction that you feel is going to help a lot of people. Can you tell me what caused you to decide to go in this direction for holistic wealth and how, what to expect, what people should expect in the near future from both of you? Because right now you're in the process. You're doing it right now. Your website is just about to be launched. And can you tell people a little bit about what holistic wealth is and how you got there?
I think the reason why we joined forces is we both had our own clients. And then increasingly we felt that we were talking to one another. Oh, I have this client, business person, I'm helping to increase his sales or to restructure his business. And his wife is complaining the whole time. Or he's got some limiting beliefs. Can you work with him on the beliefs or on the relationship item or the other way around? So we would increasingly realize, oh, there are some themes here.
Yeah.
And what kept coming back was like, how am I successful in my job or particularly in my business? How do I manage my life such that even if it's a bit crazy, I can still spend time in the gym and take care of my mental and physical health? Or help me to solve challenges in the area of personal intimate relationships.
Right.
I think we both the people that we resonated with were people that were had a high learning orientation, curious in the world or how people worked, open to learning on new things and doing things differently. And all of them had a bigger purse than just earning money. There was always a story about backgrounds or their childhoods that led them to do this amazing thing.
Yes.
That sort of became our tribe.
Can I add to that?
Yeah, sure.
The other thing which was became starkly obvious for me is that I would often work with clients who and we would just work on mindset, and they were business owners. We would just work on mindset. And in the background, their businesses would grow really, really fast.
Wow.
They'd have put in the background work, but somehow through that work, they became much freer and more creative and more resilient. And things started to move much faster. I mean, I've had clients tell me that their businesses increased like sixfold.
Wow.
And not small numbers at all, big numbers. So it really made sense that we could unite our skill sets to support
Yeah.
these people to grow faster and, smarter in a much more sustainable way.
Yeah.
Because also because I think I speak for both of us. We both really believe in entrepreneurialism, in supporting founders because they are the backbone of every economy.
Yes. Yes, that's so true. Now, if you wanted to take today and you wanted to give some people advice, what would be some advice if people wanted to say, okay, how do I begin? How do I do this? Like where do I start? What would you tell them?
I would say, and we do that in our program, start with how do you spend your time? And that sounds overly simple, but it's where are you focusing on the right things, and how can you get rid of those things that don't give you energy or take up too much of your time, so you can free up time to it's a bit of a techie thing to say, but to work on your business rather than in your business. A lot of entrepreneurs have become their own business's most expensive employee,
Yeah.
not doing the tasks that they are uniquely suited to do. So think critically, is this worthy of my time? Be even a bit arrogant and cocky about it.
Yeah.
Should I be doing this? It's the who should do this rather than how do we do this?
Right.
And just to add to that, I really identify what drains you,
Yeah.
because there's a lot of information in that. If a type of meeting leaves you feeling exhausted afterwards, or ty a task, or certain types of people even, then you've got to question that.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Now you have a program that the two of you developed. Can you tell us a little about that program?
Yeah, so we have a 90-day program focused on business owners who find themselves in that situation where they're working harder and harder and harder, but they're not getting the result on it. So work becomes more difficult rather than easier. Is to help them break that vicious circle. And we it's a combination of coaching and consulting, because the sort of the consulting bit is, from my experience in corporate, I know where if you're in this stage with your business, this is important, this is what you need to do, and we can look at how well have you organized for that. But that's like the sort of the teaching, the tell-assertiveness part. What we believe mostly in is on transferring skills and providing people with the tools, so at some point after the 90 days or whatever, they can do it without us, help them ask themselves better questions.
Right.
And the work that we actually that we do is focused on the mindset, the values, the needs and beliefs. Because unfortunately, truth bomb, had I known this 20 plus years ago,
Yeah.
spending six figures on an MBA didn't get me as far as understanding who am I as a person, what are my beliefs and values and needs, and how do they interact with the people around me, and how does that show up in my behavior and the
Right.
things that I do.
I think one of the things also that's unique about us that we is that we pull talent from all sorts of places. So we collaborate with a PhD researcher as well, and also a medical doctor who is also an Eastern medicine practitioner. And she teaches Qigong, and the com very completely different energy to the rest of us. So it's we're able to offer a very rounded approach or solution to these problems, because there will be some things that will resonate more for somebody than something else. And we don't profess to have all the answers to ev for everybody. That would just be
Right.
narcissistic.
We don't aim to be the center of everything. Ideally, we're building a community, both with the providers that we can send or introduce to our clients, but also of like-minded people. One of the things that we're now working on is on a retreat where around a certain theme, we spend some more time together, like 3 or 5 days in a nice location, where people who find themselves in similar situations or with similar challenges
Yes.
can meet up, because there's a lot of value in sharing these stories.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Powerful. Yeah.
Stories are powerful. People, a lot of times they feel alone. They don't know where to turn. They don't know the answers. And when they hear other people's stories, they can relate to it and they know they're not alone. And then when you talk about, the pain points, and then you start talking about different solutions and different things that work for different people, people can start collaborating and really start coming out with some successful solutions to get them to the point where they want to get. It's pretty amazing. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you wanted to really emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things you'd like to emphasize to the listeners today?
It's a good question.
I think one of the most important questions is, are you happy with your life?
Right.
Are you living your life with intention? Is this what you want
Yeah.
right now? And as a business owner, yes, you do have to work hard, but if you are sacrificing everything, is it worth it?
Right.
And if it's not, then there is a better way.
Yes. Oh, I agree. I agree. That's
That is
excellent advice.
what's so funny.
well, so funny. You're the coach. You asked a question because the first thing that came up to me, and you just beat me to answering Stacey's question, is I would have said, if you feel overwhelmed and overworked, it doesn't have to be this way. Like I was going at full force. I'll tell you, there's another way to do it like this.
Also that.
Also that,
I love it. I love it. Now, are there other services that you offer to others?
yeah, so we do one-to-one coaching if people want to work on a particular problem. We have a group coaching a program for people who value the community. It's a 12-week program where people get to work on certain goals, and the goals can be completely different. But the approach that we have in getting people, making people successful, achieving results, is the same.
And then you get to lean on the group and learn from each other through other people's stories, which, as we've spoken about before, is healing, really. It's
Yes,
really healing to be able to
it
hear
is.
other people having exactly the same experience as you. That's a really beautiful program, and people become very, very close, and it's quite humbling actually
It is.
how wonderful that turns out. And then we have this flagship program which we are launching very soon, which is specifically for business owners who are struggling with scaling, struggling
Scale
to
their business.
move their business, to the next level. And but they are fearing burnout. They don't want to do it. And
Right.
by sacrificing everything. So those are the main offerings, and there are many other little things,
We
but
do workshops on conflict management. You're doing money mindset soon. So
Oh, I
there's
love it.
yeah.
Now, where can people get in contact with you?
Either via LinkedIn or preferably via our website.
Which will come live very soon.
I was so frustrated when I got here because I would have so happily said
Holistic wealth with a
yes.
WWHO,
Well,
holisticwealth.company.
we can put it in the show notes. And there's a you'll find our bios, you'll find what we do. There's a contact page, obviously. We have written some articles.
Wonderful. Amazing. I love this. This has been amazing. I hope, I really love the idea that you came on the show and talked about this, because so many people are so wrapped around the hustle and they work so hard and they are not achieving the goals they want to achieve and they're struggling. Some people are struggling financially and they keep putting more hours in and they're not getting anywhere. So this was great advice, and I'm so glad that you guys are creating programs and doing different retreats and doing different one-on-one coaches in co coaching to help, with holistic wealth and be able to help people, not have to hustle so much and be able to actually live a healthy life. Because look at where the stress got you. It's, you ended up, medically, when we have stress, 70% of the illnesses are caused by stress. It breaks down the walls of your immune system. It causes stress on your heart and everywhere else. and it almost killed you, you know, and being able to really realize what's important and, you know, and finding a solution on how to go about things, you know, saved your life, you know, and it gave you this satisfaction of achievement because you were actually able to turn your whole life around, you know, and the two of you working together, you were able to achieve, you know, the goals that you wanted to achieve. And now you're teaching them to others. So I think it's fabulous what you're doing. And I thank you so much for coming on the show. And I hope you'll come on again and we can talk further on a lot of these different topics because I think people really have to understand how not that it's not important about how many hours we put in and not centering our whole life around work, but to be able to enjoy life and to be able to work less and enjoy life more is so important.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for both of you being on the show, and I look forward to maybe seeing you in the future.
Yes, thank
I hope
you.
so. It was great.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Stacey.
Oh, you're very welcome. Both of you have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.